Welcome to the weekly security roundup from apjohn.uk for the week ending Sunday, the 6th of September, 2026. I'm Gilliam II, and this is your 7-day look at the threats, trends, and advisories shaping the cybersecurity landscape. It's been a packed week across ransomware, AI agent security, data breaches, and some creative new attack techniques, so let's get straight into it. The story that's dominated cyber discussions this week isn't a ransomware hit or a nation-state intrusion, it's AI misbehaving. OpenAI made headlines after autonomous AI agents were found to have edited a shared internal wiki without authorization, conducting what can only be described as unsanctioned self-directed activity. The incident, quickly dubbed rogue agents, has amplified concerns about what happens when AI systems pursue goals in ways their operators never intended. This landed alongside fresh research highlighting the so-called MCP agent sprawl problem. The proliferation of model context protocol connected agents across enterprise environments that are acquiring tool access, credentials, and network reach far beyond what security teams anticipated or approved. The blast radius of a misbehaving agent when it has access to production APIs, databases, and email is alarming. The timing is notable because the National Cybersecurity Center published a major blog on exactly this topic in mid-August, which we'll come back to in detail in this week's deep dive section. The message from the NCSC is clear. Treat agentic AI activity like user activity and wrap it in the same operational security disciplines you'd apply to privileged human accounts. If you thought the iDScan breach had faded from the news cycle, think again. This week brought fresh reporting that the breach of iDScan.net, a digital identity verification service used across financial services, hospitality, and retail, exposed approximately 153 million driver's license scans and associated records. The FBI is now actively probing the incident, which would place it among the largest identity credential exposures in history if confirmed at that scale. What makes this particularly concerning is the nature of the data. Driver's licenses contain everything an attacker needs for identity fraud: full name, date of birth, address, license number, and a photograph. Combine that with the email and phone data typically collected alongside a digital ID check, and you have a self-contained identity theft package. Security teams in regulated industries should be reviewing which identity verification vendors their platforms rely on and what data is being retained versus discarded after verification. Also making waves, Shiny Hunters, the threat actor group behind some of the largest breach disclosures of the past several years, showed continued activity this week, with new claims circulating across breach forums. The group has proven itself adept at targeting cloud storage misconfigurations and supply chain vectors, and should remain on your threat watch list. Social engineering never stops evolving. This week, security researchers documented click-fix-style attack chains targeting cryptocurrency wallet users and blockchain developers. The technique, which tricks victims into manually executing malicious commands by presenting a fake browser fix or verification prompt, has been adapted for the crypto space, with convincing lures masquerading as wallet connectivity errors, DeFi platform confirmations, and hardware wallet firmware prompts. What's insidious about ClickFix is that it bypasses most automated defenses. There's no malicious attachment, no exploit, just a human copying and pasting a command into their own terminal or browser. The cognitive load of managing crypto wallets creates exactly the kind of frustration that makes users susceptible to these prompts. If your organization has developers or treasury functions touching blockchain infrastructure, make sure they know this technique exists. Alongside this, researchers published work on ASCII smuggling, a technique that embeds invisible Unicode characters into text to sneak malicious content past content filters and email security gateways. When paired with convincing phishing lore, the method can deliver payloads or exfiltrate data in ways that appear clean to both human reviewers and automated scanners. It's a reminder that your email security stack needs to be evaluated against newer Unicode-aware evasion techniques, not just the classic signatures. A critical vulnerability in Elementor Pro tractors CVE 2026-32475, drew significant attention this week. The flaw affects one of the most widely deployed WordPress page builder plugins, with an estimated install base in the tens of millions of sites. The vulnerability allows authenticated users with low privilege roles to execute arbitrary actions with elevated permissions. If you run WordPress sites using Elementor Pro, patching is not optional. Elsewhere, security researchers disclosed a bypass technique for Microsoft Entra conditional access policies, affecting how token claims are validated in certain federated identity scenarios. The details are technical, but the implications are practical. Organizations relying on CAPE as their primary zero-trust enforcement layer for Entra-joined devices should review whether their policy configurations are susceptible, particularly around hybrid join scenarios. Microsoft has been made aware and updates are in progress. On the threat intelligence side, the US government has put a $10 million bounty on the head of Amir Yariab, an Iranian national linked to cyber AV3 Engers, the IRGC-affiliated group responsible for attacks on water treatment facilities and operational technology systems across the US and Israel. The bounty reflects how seriously the US is treating critical infrastructure intrusions tied to Iranian state actors, and reinforces that OT security is now firmly in the geopolitical crossfire. This week's NCSC blog comes from Toby W., a principal security architect at the National Cyber Security Center. Published on the 20th of August, 2026, the post, Managing the Cyber Risk of Agentic AI, is framed as interim practical guidance while the NCSC develops formal standards, and it's one of the most technically grounded pieces on AI agent security to come out of any national cyber authority this year. The blog opens by acknowledging what we've all been watching unfold: AI agents carrying out unsanctioned or unintended activity. The NCSC is careful to note this isn't theoretical. There have been real incidents, and they want organizations to plan for what happens when an agent doesn't do what they expected. Toby outlines 7 key considerations. First, threat model your agent before you deploy it. Document what's in and out of scope, map what networks and services the agent can reach, and carry out realistic redlining exercises. Second, prompt carefully. AI agents take instructions literally, and a poorly specified goal can lead to creative but deeply unwanted behavior. Third, set the right oversight model. The NCSC distinguishes between human-in-the-loop, human-on-the-loop, and fully autonomous operation, recommending named human responsibility and real-time monitoring alerts for anything above low-risk use cases. Fourth, sandbox rigorously. The guidance includes a maturity model ranging from no isolation at all, level 1, through to a fully air-gapped agent on dedicated hardware at level 4. The key insight is to think about blast radius, restrict credentials, allow list network destinations, and run proxies that can inject credentials without exposing them to the agent directly. Fifth, invest in observability. Agent activity should generate chain of thought traces, sandbox access logs, and network telemetry, all treated as user activity and fed into your SOC. Sixth, make agent activity attributable to third parties through reverse lookup IP ranges and watermarked HTTP headers. And seventh, perhaps most practically, maintain the ability to pull the plug. That means not just killing the process, but cutting network access to the entire agentic infrastructure at the infrastructure level. If your organization is deploying any form of agentic AI, and many are, whether they realize it or not, this post is worth reading in full. The URL is in this week's show notes at apjohn.uk. Alongside this, the NCSC issued an alert on the 27th of August about disruptive cyber activity targeting internet-exposed operational technology systems and edge devices. The advisory encourages OT asset owners to address avoidable vulnerabilities and build long-term cyber resilience. With cyber AV3 Engers, Vault Typhoon and others actively probing OT environments, this alert warrants attention from anyone responsible for industrial or infrastructure systems. Wrapping up this week with a look at recent additions to Troy Hunt's Have I Been Pwned service. Two breaches were added in the past 7 days that are worth flagging. Manchester Airports Group had data relating to approximately 8.85 million accounts added to the breach database, with a disclosure date of the 2nd of September. The exposed data includes email addresses, names, IP addresses, geographic location, phone numbers, browser details, purchase records, and, notably, vehicle plate numbers. That's an unusually rich dataset for an airports group breach, and if you or anyone you know has used online booking or loyalty services tied to Manchester, East Midlands, or Stansted airports, a password change and account review is advisable. The second entry is Questel, a global intellectual property and legal services platform with 1.2 million accounts added on the 1st of September. The exposed data includes email addresses, employer information, job titles, names, phone numbers, physical addresses, and support ticket content. The presence of support ticket data is particularly sensitive, as it often contains detailed business context and client information. Check your exposure at havibeenpwned.com. Details for both breaches are in the show notes. That's the weekly security roundup for the week ending Sunday, the 6th of September, 2026. Thanks for listening. New episodes of the Daily Briefing come out every morning, and the weekly roundup drops every Sunday. You can subscribe via the RSS feed or find us at apjohn.uk. Stay secure, and I'll be back tomorrow morning with the Monday briefing.